And so, settling our bodies into our postures, whatever posture we've chosen. Bringing intentionality to our practice. Can we today truly endeavor to open with a friendly interest to whatever should arise, whatever wind should blow through, whatever wind should blow through the heart, mind, body? Can we meet it as a friend, as Sylvia Boorstein says? Ah, there you are. There you go. And with intention set, also now choosing an anchor in the present moment, whether it be body sensations, body and breathing together, the breath in some location, maybe it sounds, different anchors for different people and for any of us in different moments. And on some occasions, we open to a choiceless awareness. And so settling into whatever anchor you've chosen and just be abiding in it here with your mindfulness. As we go through the practice, we'll use these simple words to remind us of the different factors of awakening. And so beginning with the mindfulness factor here, just here, just be here and settle into that here. Deepening our mindfulness with the investigative factor. What? What's here? What? So opening the awareness to whatever's here. Sometimes mental notes, sometimes just watching the experience come and go a little more deeply. What? cultivating energy to deepen yet some more. Engage. Engage with what's here. Meeting experience as a friend. It's a joyful reunion. Ah, yes, yes. See if the joy factor is present or can be cultivated. Nothing to force, though. Perhaps just a bit of intentionality to greet as a friend. Can help with a little bit of joyfulness. Yes, yes. As we open, perhaps with joy or some friendliness with what's here, as we engage with what's here with interest, sometimes we get a little excited. And we need to remember, relax, the calming factor, tranquility, relax. Let the body drop again. Be grounded, relax. And as we encourage ourselves to release and relax, we may notice some opening into samadhi, steady, steady, relax, steady, steady. may be steady with our anchor. We may be steady with opening to hindrances, disturbances in the mind, but there's a mindful welcoming and there's a steadiness. And indeed, we've now dropped into some equanimity. Oh, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Whatever's happening is okay. It's okay. Just be here, here, with what's happening, engaging with it, with a friendly interest. Relax with it and be steady. It's all okay. And so in the silence, continuing with your mindfulness practice, calling on any of the factors as you feel their need or as you notice they're arising. Ah, there's investigation. Huh, what? What? Deepen into it. There's joy. Yes, yes. Whatever may show or whatever may need to be called upon, cultivated. To step forward into freedom. we can also use these simple words, short expressions in sequence. Here. What? Engage. Yes. Relax. Steady. It's okay. It's okay. So we can sequence through them at our own pace in order to help us be more present for this moment. To keep greeting the moment as a friend. And in these last few moments of our practice, I'll just read you this quote from meditation teacher Nikki Mirkafori. And she writes, "The path leads somewhere, the same way that the river's water leads to the ocean. This practice leads to Nibbana. That's our destination. The destination is freedom. The destination is awakening. How do we relate to that as something accessible? Waking up to our humanity, waking up from the way we see we are entangled in our suffering to become free. Free from what ails us, so that no matter what the conditions of our lives are, there is a sense of ease and freedom. No matter what the conditions of our lives are, there is a sense of ease and freedom.